Why does this opera speak to you, and what can people expect to experience when they attend?
Well, one of the things that I think is the magic of this opera is that I feel like it speaks very much to the time in which we live right now. I feel like that our world seems to be divided down the middle, and it doesn't matter what side you fall on, you still feel like there's this chasm at this moment between you and your fellow person. What this opera does is creates a momentary bridge for that chasm to where you are able to see the other people who, you know, in the case of war, you know, they're literally shooting at you across no man's land. But it allows you to see the human being that's actually on the other side of the trenches. And I feel like that it is a lesson that we could all learn from in these days, where if someone is in disagreement with you about anything, be it, you know, politics or whatever it is in the world, family problems, this opera reminds you to take a look at the human being who is on the other side of your conversation, and it encourages empathy. And I think that's one of the most moving parts about this opera, is that when you leave the theater, you know, you feel like going out and giving everyone a hug and saying, hey, you know, you're a great person. You've, you know, been a good influence on my life, even though I've disagreed with you. It really renews your love for your fellow human being.
What's it like to sing the music that Kevin Putz has written?
Well, Kevin is who, it happens to be his birthday today as well.
Happy birthday to Kevin.
Yes, indeed. But Kevin's music, I don't know if this was necessarily a surprise to Kevin or not, but he discovered in the writing of this opera that he is a fantastic theater composer. I've told him this myself, that he writes like Puccini writes. His music doesn't sound like Puccini, but he tells the story in the same way. You can hear him with his pen grab the audience by the hand and walk them through the story. And I find that his music is varied, it's accessible, yet at the same time unbelievably sophisticated. And I think his writing is absolute magic. And one of the things that made Kevin the right composer for this opera is that there are two very important moments in the show that require a very mature symphonic voice. That's the battle scene in the beginning when, you know, the gloss of going to war is basically within about 6 minutes of this huge orchestral moment is basically destroyed. And then you find out what the reality of what war is, especially World War I. And then in the second act, there's when they continue the truce in order to clear no man's land and bury the lost soldiers. And that's another moment that required a major symphonic voice. And that's one of the things that you absolutely get from Kevin's opera. And he also has the ability to make it so that the singers can all be heard when they're singing, but he never loses the color in the orchestra and the atmosphere. So that's my little rant about the greatness of Kevin Putz's music.